The DNR says the proposed rule is needed to set up a consistent way to classify and regulate the hundreds of non-native species that have made or may make their way to Wisconsin. The hope is to prevent the introduction or at least the spread of invaders. While much of the rule seems to be going over well with the public, it comes as the DNR has been in a lengthy battle over the agency's past killing of invasive mute swans in southeastern Wisconsin. Linda Villamek of Waterford says under the rule proposal, mute swans would be a prohibited species, and the now curtailed lethal efforts could re-expand.
Visitors come to Wisconsin to enjoy wildlife and nature, not to see DNR officers slaughtering our beautiful birds.
The DNR has long argued that mute swans disturb wildlife habitat and cause problems for a native species, the trumpeter swan. But another Waterford resident, Erla May Clearmont, contends there's enough space in Wisconsin for many swan species.
With 15,081 lakes in the state and approximately 40 of them in Racine County, there is plenty of room for everyone. Mutes, trumpeters, and even the tundras if they wanted to come. So we are asking the DNR to please don't kill the swans.
DNR hearings on the invasive species classification and control plan continue this coming week. The department is also accepting written comments until September 5th. The final rule may go to the DNR board in December. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.